key findings of the Making Access Possible diagnostic launched in the capital today shows that mobile money operators were the most trusted financial service providers, and mobile money subscriptions had shot up by 72% from 3 million in 2013 to 5.3 million in 2014. Banks, insurance companies, retirement funds, cooperatives and microfinance institutions were less trusted, and more people were resorting to non-formal methods of saving money or used such entities when they were only paying school fees. An official from one of the organizations which did the assessment, Annie Bester of the Center for Financial Regulation and Inclusion, or CENFRI, said there was need for banks to change their business model if they are to regain ground.
You cannot grow without banks, because banks know about intermediation. So stop tying the banks around their ankles. You need mobile money, yes, you absolutely do. But we've got to change our mindset in how we go about this.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa concurred, saying Zimbabwean banks must accept the change that has taken place in the economy and adapt to the prevailing situation.
They really have no idea how to handle the informals. They have no strategies. It has never happened to them. And as a result, unless they come up with strategies to supply this demand, you may well find that some of the banks will get into serious problems.
Government estimates that more than $3 billion is circulating in the informal sector. According to the survey, only 24% of the 7 million adults in Zimbabwe have bank accounts. Some Zimbabweans are complaining that banks are charging high interest rates and normally demand a lot of documents for one to open an account, and cited this as a reason they preferred mobile money services such as EcoCash and Telecash. One such resident is Simplex Manando, who tells Studio 7 that mobile money operators are flexible and hassle-free.
I think mobile money is fast and very convenient, in the sense that you keep your money in your account such that you have at least how you keep your funds.
Zimbabwe Cross-Border Traders Association Secretary General Augustine Tawanda also said though they are relying on mobile money operators, they are negotiating with the banks so that their members can be included in the formal banking system. He said mobile money operators' charges are higher than those set by conventional banks.
Right now our members are getting services from the mobile money operators. This is a fact, but we have been discussing, like I've indicated, we've already started discussions with banks to put in place measures and also the products which support cross-border functionality.
Bester said, despite the huge trust that Zimbabweans have in mobile money operators, there was no deposit protection for individuals and no recourse for them. He also noted that the country does not have regulations governing their operations. The assessment done by the United Nations Capital Development Fund, CENFRI and FinMac Trust is aimed at assisting the government in identifying key priorities and opportunities to extend financial services to the unserved or underserved sectors of the economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.